Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Because if you remember the old episode of Cribs with...
I was just about to say that.
With Fred Man.
Yes.
And how they basically was in the trap house. They had MTV Cribs in the trap house. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they need to bring that vibe back for the Versus battle.
Yes.
What's up? What's good? Welcome back to yet another edition of DX Daily.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite podcast.
Your absolute favorite podcast.
A podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX, where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop culture. And today is a big day in not just hip hop culture, but world culture.
Yeah, it's a holiday, Asia. It's a big day.
Big holiday. It's yes. Tuesday, but it's also 420.
420, April 20th.
A few things to get to today. Rhapsody is raising 420 awareness with Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
And the 420 versus battle is going down today. Redman versus Method Man. Then we have Dani Leigh, who has sparked pregnancy rumors yet again. Is it DaBaby's baby?
Whose baby is it?
We shall see. And while we're speaking of rappers from North Carolina, mm-hmm. DX Rising star Moray has signed a deal with Interscope Records. And then we have Post Malone, who has made history gaining diamond status with a few of his songs.
Big, big day for 420.
Yeah, big things. Let's get to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Rhapsody is getting her 420 on, but not in the way that you think. She actually doesn't smoke, right?
Yeah, she's not a smoker, but she's partaking in this holiday a different way.
So there's this really cool app out there called Weed Maps. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been to California, you've probably used it before. But this app is something that's on the rise right now, right?
Yeah. And she took to her Instagram to say that they did reach out to her and asked for her participation in a cipher that would support the Last Prisoners Project.
Okay.
So she goes on to say, you know, she is not a smoker, like we said, but the cause is what's important to her.
Right.
And she said in the Instagram caption, I was happy to align with an event and organization dedicated to cannabis criminal justice reform.
Yes.
During this time of cannabis legalization, capitalization, and taxation.
Come on, Rhapsody. You better spit on that Instagram caption.
She said, it's important to remember those individuals, mostly black and brown, who have suffered from cannabis criminalization and convictions the most.
Come on.
Yep. She said it hits even more when you consider lives like Dante Wright.
Exactly.
Right. And so she said, thank you, We Maps, for your efforts. Much love. And then tune in 420 because the cipher and the celebration is going on virtually.
Yes. So well spoken, Rhapsody. So well put.
Yes, exactly.
I don't even need to add anything onto that because she just said everything that needed to be said.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's a great way to celebrate 420. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what bars she comes with in this cipher.
Mm-hmm.
Cipher.
Yeah.
It's a cipher when Rhapsody comes because she is taking over. Okay,
period.
You see? I got the bars too, this 420. You know?
I love that.
Now, speaking of bars on 420, we're about to get more of those later on when this versus battle hits.
Mm-hmm. Yet the big versus battle that everybody's looking forward to for 420 is the Redman versus Method Man one.
Okay.
Which is interesting because they're a group. So I don't really know how they...
How high.
Yes, yeah.
That's all I think of when I think of Redman versus Method Man. I feel like they need to like do a skit from How High before the battle just to take us back a little bit and, you know, get everybody ready for the battle.
That would be a good one. I feel like I look at them as like the spokespeople for weed. Like, that's what they are to me. So
my question is, who do you have winning this battle?
I gotta go with Method Man because I got a little crush.
I'm gonna go Method Man. I was gonna say Method Man as well. One, really off the music, but two, just off. Come on, man. We just love Method Man.
We love them both.
Total package. We love both of them, but total package of his personality, the way he's gonna present it, because you know he's gonna come with that meth personality.
Yeah,
he's got the music. We loved him in Power, so that's gonna play a factor, because you know the versus battle is not just about the songs; it's about how much we love the person and their personality as well. So I'm just gonna go all around Method Man.
I'm curious to see, you know, since we saw the Earth, Wind, and Fire and Isley Brothers one, how much money they put up for that one, and the camera angles and the graphics. How do you think the setup is going to be for this one? What do you think they could do? Like,
I think it should be them at home at the crib, chilling on the couch.
Yes.
With smoking whatever they're smoking, and just very cool, sitting across from each other chatting just like we're doing now. I feel like that would be a dope versus battle. I think they're going to make it more of a production than that, but that would be my ideal versus battle for Method Man and Red.
Like a comfy, homey vibe.
Yeah.
Like
just chilling in robes and slippers. Like, that's the vibe I get from them. Because if you remember the old episode of Cribs with...
I was just about to say that.
With Redman.
Yes.
And how they basically was in the trap house. They had MTV Cribs in the trap house. Like, I feel like they need to bring that vibe back for the versus battle.
Yes. Oh my, they need to do that for sure. If they don't, I'm going to really be mad, because we said it now, like, it has to happen.
Come on now,
give us that, please.
Now, of course, everybody's been talking about that battle. Another thing that had everybody talking though was Dani Lay and this new video that came out that she was in.
It was new video. I believe Dani Lay was at Timbaland's house. Timbaland was having like a little get together or something.
Okay.
And from the video, you see she has like a big t-shirt on, and you know, if you look at a female's body, like, she doesn't have a lot of like chest. So it's not like her chest was the one protruding, it's her stomach that was protruding. And if y'all was like, if you go through her Instagram pictures, you see a lot of like just back showing. You don't see the front of her a lot of the time. You see these biggie clothes, and you know, that's usually the tall tale sign that people are trying to hide their stomach or a belly.
Right.
So, but.
And her stomach was out. It was giving bowling ball, very much bowling ball.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't understand the whole concept of, and granted, I've never been pregnant, I don't have any kids. The intentional hiding of the pregnancy, like, it's really interesting to me when, especially when celebrities do it, is because, like, you're out. Like, you chose to be in this video or this picture, and you posted the video or the picture. So I'm confused on why you're trying to conceal this stomach. Like, I just don't get that aspect of it. And you're not obligated, of course, to be like, hey, I'm pregnant. You don't have to do that. You don't owe anybody any explanations about it. But it's just interesting to see them, like, intentionally try to hide it or deflect from it. And you're drawing more attention to it. So that part of it is kind of strange to me, or just I'm curious about that part of it, but it looks like, you know, it looks, from what I saw, it looks like it's something in there. I don't know if it's a baby or what, but it looked like something was in there.
Yeah, something like, I don't know. It's just the fact of, like, you know, we've had our things with Dani Lay, or at least I have on this podcast, and it's just, you know, I feel like if rumors are going around about you being pregnant, and people saying it's by the baby, and everybody has been clowning you about messing with the baby, I would feel like you would try to speak up and be like, no, I'm not pregnant. But she's kind of, from now, she's kind of just letting it roll to get, I don't know, to get her name trending or to be talked about. But I would really, if I was her, I would cut in and be like, no, like, here's my six pack, like, it's just this shirt. But she doesn't talk about it. And that's what frustrates me, because it's like, why don't you just say what's up? You're just letting us linger. Like, what?
Hey, she wants to keep the mystery about it. But
I guess.
Still post pictures of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, on from Big Belly to Big News, we have North Carolina's own Moray. He just signed a deal with Interscope Records. Come on, Moray.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's
another
big
one. Another one for NC. Yeah, we on right now.
We got it.
Yes, Moray is from Fayetteville, North Carolina, if you didn't know. He's also one of the Hip Hop DX Rising Stars.
Yeah, he is.
Clearly, that was a correct selection for the Rising Stars list, because he just keeps on rising and rising and rising. So
yeah, definitely.
This is major for him. The deal is in partnership with Pick Six Records. So this is just the beginning of the road for Moray. I'll say it like that.
Yeah, and then he took to his Instagram to announce his new project, which is being called Street Sermons.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of celebrities were in the comments. You know, like, let's go. The baby was in the comments.
I saw.
A couple other big people were in the comments rooting for Moray. So that's just big.
Mm-hmm. We love to see that, too. I'm glad the baby dropped that comment in there, too, just to show, like, hey, mm-hmm. North Carolina supporting North Carolina. I see you. I see what you're doing. So I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. That just like genuine support and love, especially from your own state. And,
right.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that Moray is dropping a project as soon as he announced that, hey, I just got signed. I got all this press on me. I got all these websites posting me. Mm-hmm. I'm doing interviews and everything. Having a project ready, having something to promote after a big moment like this, that is critical and crucial. So whoever Moray's team is, you're doing the right thing over there, because a lot of people will get a big moment and they don't have anywhere to channel the energy or the promotion or the notoriety that they're getting. So that's a good move on Moray and his team's behalf. So I can't wait to see what he does.
Me too. I'm excited.
All right. Lastly, Post Malone is making history out here.
He is.
He's one of the artists that when it comes to streaming, like, it's just nonstop. The numbers are astronomical. Mm-hmm. And now he's got three more different songs that have just made history with being Diamond, right?
Yeah, Diamond history. And all is thanks to his songs that feature 21 Savage, Quavo, and Sway Lee. So,
okay.
It's a big achievement.
So, of course, the one with 21 Savage had to be Rockstar.
Yeah, for sure.
So, according to the RIAA, of course, Rockstar has sold over 10 million records. That's what Diamond is, if you don't know the status. Mm-hmm. That means over 10 million records sold. And then we have the one with Sway Lee, which was Sunflower, 11 times platinum. That's 11 million records sold.
Goodness gracious.
And then there was Congratulations, which is his song with Quavo. That sold over 10 million records. So you talk about numbers on numbers on numbers. Post Malone just made history. He's the youngest person to do this. That's wild. How old is Post Malone?
Wow, Post Malone is only 25. He'll be 26 this year.
Yo. What? I didn't know Post Malone was that young.
He's a 90s baby. 95, July 4th, 1995 is his birthday.
Yo, he's younger than me.
He's younger than me too.
That's crazy.
Wow.
No way. Post Malone is at least 30. You're not going to convince me that Post Malone isn't 30.
Yeah, I really thought he was like 29, 30. Like, no, he's 25. That's
crazy. Congratulations to him, man. It's congrats across the board this episode.
Yes, congratulations.
People making history on the 420 tip.
You got to.
We're going to end that on a history-making positive note, man. It's 420. Ingest responsibly. Enjoy the Versus battle.
Yes.
Enjoy Rhapsody's cipher for the Weed Maps app. Enjoy yourself today, okay?
You have a good one.
Yes. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to us on every platform while you're binge listening and binge watching everything today. Add DX Daily to that list.
For sure.
Make sure you subscribe. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter at HipHopDX.
Yes, you can follow our Instagram pages as well. I'm at Asia Sky on every platform. I feel like I sign up for a new platform every day. I just signed up for the TripAdvisor app, and they made me come up with a username for that. So
I love that.
I'm at Asia Sky on TripAdvisor too, if you need travel advice.
Okay, you're going to be giving travel advice?
Yeah, I'm going to be giving travel tips.
Do you have one right now?
Oh, yeah, of course, because, you know, it's Taurus season.
It's
420 is also, it's the holidays, the weed smoking holiday, but it's also the start of Taurus season.
Sign ever.
Come on, best, number one sign. I don't even have the word for us.
There's no way to describe us, Asia.
Indescribable, the most incomparable sign.
Period.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to kick it off with a bang. You're doing island teams for your birthday, right?
Yeah, if I sound a little weird this weekend or this week, I am on an island. I'm going to St. Martin.
Come on.
For birthday.
Flew your wifey out to St. Martin. She violated. I sent her back where it all started.
Hey, that's an IG caption.
That's Drake right there.
All right.
Come on, man. So enjoy your 420. A-Dub, enjoy your trip.
Yes, thank you.
And,
and so you can make sure you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter to keep up with my trip as well at A-Dub at A-Y-E-E-D-U-B-B.
See the Instagram pics.
Yeah.
All that. And we will be back at you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.